KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran's Recreation and Wellness Center, we have the manager, Hannah Brown, and the lodge at Buffalo Hills Resident Care Coordinator, Tammy Mezowitz. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Good to have you with us today. One of the things that I think we really need to spend a little time with today is memory care. And I guess more than anything else, how do we make the most of every day?
That's true.
Give us some ideas now maybe on how we can do that.
We have a calendar that we follow that we, you know, pretty much the day is pretty busy with lots of different things. I mean, we can do lots of like singing, get moving groups, exercise groups. We try to do a lot of things in our day that you would probably find in your home, that you would be doing in your home, like life skills stuff, folding, peeling potatoes, doing things like that. Pretty much there's something going on all day long.
I don't have a lot of joy in peeling potatoes, but maybe that's a learned something I need to learn. Talk with us before we get too far into this, because I want to make sure that everybody understands we're talking about caring for a loved one with memory loss. Hannah and Tammy, spend a little bit of time with us, talking with us about your background with memory support.
Okay, sure. It's funny, over the phone, we kind of look at each other like, who's going to talk first?
But
it's different when it's not in person.
Yeah.
So a lot of my background, I mean, is honestly just boots on the ground experience. I mean, I started working at Emmanuel 10 years ago, and I didn't know much about senior living or anything like that, but quickly realized that I liked where I was and I liked being here, and developed a passion specifically for the memory support piece. So I really think a lot of it is just experience in the industry.
So talk with me. Go ahead. Your turn.
And I've been here with Emmanuel for 36 years. I started out as a CNA, but I had a grandpa that had dementia, so I had seen quite a bit of it with my grandpa, and we were really close. So I always kind of wanted to go. My mother was a nurse, and so we were. I always had a passion for the elderly and helping them along. So I started out as a CNA here, and then I went into the recreation part of it because, you know, I always thought that there's more to it than just care, you know, that there's a recreation component to it that makes our lives whole.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that, you know, Tammy was talking about the programming earlier, and it's just about, you know, there's this term creating moments of joy for people all day long, because in memory support, they might not necessarily remember what you did, but they're going to remember the feeling of how it felt, and that mood will stay with them, even if they don't 100% remember what happened earlier in the day, the mood sticks.
Well, I think that's probably the thing that anybody who is around somebody with memory care issues, you can't be too surprised when they don't remember.
Right, yeah.
What do you do if somebody's having kind of a rough day, Tammy?
Well, a lot of times it's just, you know, taking time to spend some time with them, to offer support, you know, help them bring back memories, whether it's looking at a picture book or we do a life history when somebody comes in here, so we know a lot about different things in their lives, so we can bring back children's names, good friends, family members, you know, when we talk and have a conversation with them. It could be just sitting down with them and getting them busy in a project. I mean, maybe it was a military guy and he wanted to sand his shoe or shine his shoes, or, you know, maybe he was a carpenter and he liked to sand woodblock. So we do a lot of little things like that.
Well, it sounds like a great program there, and it sounds like you guys have got it together. Hannah Brown and Tammy Mezowitz. Let's talk about perhaps a couple moving into the terrace and dealing with memory loss. We'll do that right after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Anna Brown and Tammy Mezhewitz with us, and we're talking about memory care. Now, what if we have a couple that, is experiencing memory loss? That must be awfully difficult.
Yeah, that is a good question. And, you know, that does happen. I think the unique thing about Emmanuel is on our campus, we have a full continuum of care. So I guess an example would be that, you know, perhaps a couple could move in independently, not on services really of any kind. And maybe down the road, one or both need assisted living. That's, you know, just fine because we've got that all right here. And maybe even a spouse might be experiencing some memory issues as they live here for years. And the good thing is that they can take advantage of those memory support services we have. So there's a day service program in the lodge they could participate in. We have a lot of things to support them right here on campus.
And that's one thing I think is pretty fascinating is that this is really a place where a community where it kind of grows with you as your needs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely makes it special.
Let's talk a bit about some of the services, the day services and the residential services and visitation and that sort of thing.
Okay. Sure. So day services in the lodge could mean maybe, you know, we were using the example of a spouse. Maybe both folks live here in an apartment, and it's beneficial for the spouse who's living with some memory issues to go kind of have fun and hang out in the lodge for a few hours every day to have lunch with some friends in there, to participate in some programming. And it's a good, safe place for that person to be. And, you know, their spouse knows that. So that's a nice thing that we're able to offer. And, you know, maybe eventually they even live in the lodge, and that's great too. Their spouse can still come and visit them in the lodge and even participate in the programming there with them. So we can make it work, whatever the situation.
Well, we're talking with Hannah Brown and Tammy Mezhewitz. We're talking about memory care at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and COVID-19 has sure thrown a monkey wrench into the whole thing, and we'll talk a bit about how that's getting handled right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guests, Hannah Brown and Tammy Mezhewitz. So, ladies, let's talk a bit about how we're able to interact with residents during this COVID-19 mess.
Yeah, so in the lodge, you know, it's really hard when families can't see their loved ones and they're apart like that. So we've been doing a lot of Skyping. Some families are doing window visits at the window. And then we've just been doing a lot of pictures of residents and then sending it out to families by the email so that they can see their loved one, you know, engaging and acting in the programming and see what they look like still and make sure that they still are, you know, having fun and enjoying what's going on.
Well, you guys have to change the way you do things too, don't you? Because you work there.
I have to get a little more techie, which I'm not. struggle.
Yeah. But what about just basically the fact that you guys have to check in and get checked every day when you come to work?
Yeah, this is true. I mean, we screen in every day and make sure we're safe to work, take our temperature, fill out a questionnaire, and, of course, wear our mask and face shield and all that jazz. And also, we, you know, test our staff to make sure that everybody's healthy and safe to be here. So,
what sort? Maybe just if I just hang on this here for a second. What do you guys do individually on your own time to keep from getting COVID-19?
Gosh, I mean, maybe speaking for Tammy and I here, we just try to make good choices. You know, it's hard to do everything perfectly all the time, and you can get so bogged down in what ifs and if I do this or that. It's a lot of responsibility, you know, to feel that there's so many vulnerable people on our campus. But I think, yeah, just making good choices, wearing your mask and
limiting where you go in the community. You know, we don't go a lot of places anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it would sure be a problem if either or both of you came down with it, because your role is very vital.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a struggle, you know, if any staff member were to go through that. So I know that there are a lot of staff on our campus who have definitely made big sacrifices to, you know, given up things that they normally would be doing just because they care and love the residents here and it's important to them. So. Yeah.
Well, we're mighty glad that you're there. I want to just quickly wrap this up by talking about how the folks at home can learn more about the Lodge at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Sure, absolutely. So they can give us a call. They could call 752-9625. They could go to our website, which is ilcorp.org. And, yeah, definitely get lots of information about the Lodge that way.
All right.
Tammy or I.
Yeah, call Tammy. Call Hannah.
We'd love to talk to you.
Guys, ladies, thank you so much. Hannah Brown and Tammy Meshewitz, we appreciate all that you guys are doing up there at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.